Good morning, everybody. It is the Buzzer Beater Sports Talk here on AM 1340 KXEO. Matt Pilger here, and my co-host today, Maddie Tolbert.
Hey.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And the Michael Doherty, the boss, he's in Dallas, Texas. He was at the Cotton Bowl last night. He'll be back with us next week. But yeah, it was a good time last night with the Cotton Bowl. I know that we all watched that,
yep.
And we'll be previewing that here pretty good. Did you enjoy the game last night?
Yeah, there for a little bit, the first half, I was a little snooze fest, not going to lie, but that second half, I was jumping up and down. It was a good game.
Absolutely. We'll break that game down here in just a little bit on the round table, but we also want to kind of recap the U.S. Bank Boys Holiday Tournament that was taking place in Rolla this week. Mexico Bulldogs boys got on a little bit of a run. As a matter of fact, they took on the Rolla Bulldogs, the host team, last night in the championship, but came up just a little bit short last night, losing to Rolla. Score on that game was, of course, 67-59, and a couple of double-digit players in that game. Jaden Eldridge with 22 points led Mexico. DJ Long and Jaden Eldridge were both named to the all-tournament team, and Mexico 11-2 on the season. But a pretty good season going for the Mexico Bulldogs,
yeah.
Boys, right, Manny?
Yeah, the Wolves are doing pretty good. They've seen some good teams, and they've been putting up a fight.
Absolutely. The Bulldog boys, of course, opened up that tournament with a win over Hazelwood West. Mm-hmm. That was a pretty big win. And then they went on and took Hillcrest a little bit closer there. That came down to 0.4 seconds. And
yeah.
Jaden Eldridge was the free throw hero in that game. As a matter of fact, he put the Bulldogs on top. But Rolla, just a little bit too much for them last night. But I'll tell you what, 11-2. And guess who's coming to town on Tuesday? The Fulton Hornets.
Oh, gosh.
The Fulton Hornets are going to be here, so that's going to be a big rivalry game. You know, Fulton boys are kind of struggling a little bit this year, but records kind of go out the window whenever Mexico faces Fulton, right?
Yeah. Fulton. You know how I feel about that.
Yeah. You have to bleep that word out. No. We can say Fulton.
I would never.
Okay, absolutely. So, joining us in the studio this morning, we do have a live guest here. As a matter of fact, you invited Joe Thurman from the Mexico Lady Bulldogs team in. And good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you in here. We wanted to kind of catch up with you because you guys have been off for a little while, the girls' basketball team. I should be more specific. Mm-hmm. Kind of talk a little bit about the holidays and your schedule and things that have been going on with you all there.
Ooh, so the break. So our last game we played was a Monday against Boonville. And we've had like a two-week-ish break since. We've been practicing. We had 3 days off, so Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after. We've just been hitting practice hard, lots of conditioning to keep up our conditioning, drills, shooting drills, just trying to keep our, skills still intact.
Absolutely. You guys did have a pretty big Christmas party, too.
We did.
I saw it on Facebook. Tell us some highlights from there.
So the Hudsons hosted it, and we just getting together and having that team bonding is really important, especially when you're a very different team, and you're a team full of different people with different dynamics and skill levels. And so it's just very nice getting everybody together during the holidays. And you don't see a lot of the girls outside of basketball, so it's just nice getting that together.
Maddie Tolbert has a question.
And I know that Hannah was your Secret Santa, so what did you end up getting?
So Hannah Lloyd was my Secret Santa. She got me a Mizzou stocking cap with a little ball on top of it, a eucalyptus candle. That's probably my favorite gift. And then 3 bags of candy.
Mm. Nice.
You know, I was the one that I was asking you about the candle that one day in seminar for that reason. Because
really?
Hannah told me. I was trying to help her out with that gift.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Very nice. Kind of, did you guys have a chance to talk about second half of the season goals and kind of where you want to go and where you guys want to be at?
Yeah, we definitely had a spurt there where it was kind of like us against basketball for a moment. And so we were trying to figure all that out. And so this break, hoping that we all come together and get on a winning streak because we have two very winnable games coming up. And then we hit Centralia, which that one's going to be difficult. But having two good games And then coming into Centralia will really help us in that aspect.
Maddie, you go ahead.
I'm just excited to see what you guys bring to the table this coming back from this break, and I think that Mexico Girls got this in the bag.
Well, I hope so. And, you know, the one thing that I kind of want to talk to you a little bit about this morning, too, was Fulton. As we've already previewed, they're coming to town here at the Gary Filbert Gym on Tuesday. That's always a big rivalry. I know that the guys have a huge rivalry with them. Is it kind of the same way with the girls' team?
Yeah, I'd say it's about the same. We have played the Fulton girls before this season. It was in the Montgomery County Tournament. We did win. But coming off a two-week break, I think it's going to really be a challenge for us. Like, we're really going to have to focus and set our minds on we have to win this game and we have to work together to win it. And it is a winnable game, so we can do it. It's just we have to put that mindset. It has to be there.
No doubt about it. I know that you're going to be at Mizzou next year. Maddie, I think you're planning on going to Mizzou.
That'd be great. I'd love to go there, but we'll see. I still got a little bit of the... time to think about
plans
it.
In the future. Is it kind of hard during basketball season to just stay focused on basketball, or are you thinking about going to Mizzou? Is it still on the top of your mind?
Mizzou's always on my mind. Yeah. I'm really ready to get there, but of course everyone's like, don't waste your moments in high school, like you're gonna regret it. So I'm trying to live in the moment right now, but Mizzou's always on my mind. Like, just so excited.
Yep, absolutely. Well, Mizzou was on all of our minds last night, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
With the Cotton Bowl going on. First off, we're just going to kind of do a little round table here. Let's talk about where everybody watched the game at. Maddie, we'll start off with you.
Well, I was just at home by myself, sadly, but it was still fun. I'm glad I got to watch it.
No doubt. Joe, what about you? Where were you watching the game
at? I was also at home with my parents.
Okay. All right. Watching it with the family. Maddie, we want to kind of get your thoughts. You've kind of alluded to the fact that it was a slow rolling game.
Yeah, that first half, it was just so back and forth, not much going on, just a lot of punting, that's for sure. But that second half, they came back, and well, not really the third quarter, but that fourth quarter, it was that's where all the fun happened.
Yeah, absolutely. What about you? What were your thoughts on the game? Did you like the defensive side of it, or what were you thinking?
I actually had fun watching it. Like, I know a lot of people were like, it was so boring, but I don't know. I couldn't get up because I thought that something was going to happen as soon as I moved. Like, that game was so back and forth, and anything could happen at any moment. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun. You know, I was kind of questioning the officiating a little bit during the first half. I thought that there were a couple of calls that went against Mizzou and a no call whenever we had sacked their quarterback. And the ball came loose. And honestly, that was a fumble. And I'm not quite sure why they didn't review that play. But that was I think that if Mizzou would have had the recovery there, they were right in the red zone and could have potentially went ahead and got that touchdown early. But what do you guys overall feelings about the officiating last night, Maddie?
I feel like for the most part it was pretty, you know, pretty even. But yeah, that call with that dang ball, I thought that was supposed to be ours.
Right.
Now that you mentioned, I kind of forgot about that. But you mentioned that, and I'm like, oh, dang, I kind of forgot.
Yeah, no doubt. What did you think? Good officiating, or?
I think, for the most part, it was pretty even, but...
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to get on to the referees too hard here. We know they have a hard job, but of course...
Yeah, I feel like there was also a call that was on them that wasn't exactly fair either, so I feel like it kind of went both ways.
No doubt about it.
Was it when he threw it out to the...
When he hit the player out of bounds that... It was Cody Strader.
Oh,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I see what you're talking about.
Like, totally understand
that. Like,
they
said he hit him out when he was out of bounds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's close. Yeah.
Yep. Totally get that. Second half, Mizzou finally scores in that fourth quarter. And they take the 7-3 lead. And at that point, I was really honestly kind of thinking that, you know, whoever scores the first touchdown is going to win this game.
Yeah.
It turned out to be the case. Mizzou quarterback Brady Cook finishing with 11 passes, 128 yards and one touchdown. But honestly, an 11-2 season for the Missouri Tigers football team, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it felt good knowing that Missouri has a good football team this year, and it warms my heart thinking about it.
Yep, no doubt about it. 3-1 all time in the Cotton Bowl Classic, Missouri Tigers football team, and well, you know what? We won't see them again until next year, whenever they take on Murray State in September. Yeah. So you know, college football is for us anyway. There's still the national championship right. that needs to be played, but for Mizzou fans, I tell you what, it was a pretty nice cherry on top of the ice cream to finish off winning that Cotton
Definitely.
Bowl.
Definitely, yeah.
No doubt. Well, roundtable discussion. We also want to kind of give a shout out to local athletes. And Maddie, I think you've got somebody who you want to shout out this morning.
Yep, Emily Maupin. She is in Kansas City right now with her club volleyball team. And I'm wishing her the best of luck. And also, Girls and Boys Wrestling has conference on Tuesday. And I'm really hoping everyone does good and just makes Mexico proud.
Very nice. Any shout outs you want to give this morning, Joe? You're good. All right. Very nice. We are going to get 2024. We're going to have to get used to saying that kicked off here Monday, as a matter of fact. And then with Bulldogs basketball back in action here at home. Maddie, I know you're working on a couple of interviews. You're going to interview some wrestlers this week,
yep,
I think.
Touch up with about conference and see how everyone did and how they felt about it.
Did Coach St. Orr run you guys real hard last week? I mean, we have a chance to talk about that here. You take it easy on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Christmas spirit, you know, trying to be all holly and jolly.
I just want to make sure, you know, we're checking on Coach St. Orr, making sure he wasn't a Grinch or anything.
No, so, definitely
okay.
not.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. Well, we're going to wrap up the sports show here this morning. Great win for Mizzou last night. And I want to thank both of you guys for coming in and joining the sports show this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thanks,
all right.
Matt.
Maddie Tolbert, Matt Pilger here, Joe Thurman, and we'll be back with more sports talk next week on the Buzzer Beater on AM 1340 KXEO.